This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
Coming up on 10 minutes after the hour of 6 in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. December wheat trading at 867.5 up 3. March wheat trading at 881 up 2.5. December corn trading at 740.25 up 3/4. March corn trading at 743.25 up 3/4. November soybeans trading at 1519 down 8. January beans trading at 1517.5, down 9.25. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, December wheat ended at 864.5, down 4. March wheat ended at 878.5, down 4.75. May wheat ended at 885.5, down 4.75. December corn on Friday ended at 739.5, down 11.5. March corn ended at 742.5, down 11. May corn ended at 739.5, down a dime. November soybeans Friday ended at 1527, down 31.5. January beans ended at 1526.75, down 33.25. March beans ended at 1503.75, down 29.75. December soybean meal Friday ended at 475.90, down 84. January meal ended at 470.30. down 77. March meal ended at 459.20, down 73. December soybean oil on Friday ended at 49.26, down 117. January oil ended at 49.65, down 115. And March oil ended at 50.11, down 111. December oats on Friday, 367, down 13.25. March oats ended at 375.75, down 13.25. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. And the Illinois grain prices did close lower on Friday afternoon. Fund selling at the Board of Trade helped to push grain futures lower, and the stronger U.S. dollar also helped to weaken prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 11 to 12 cents lower at 717 to 735, while soybean bids dropped 34 to 37 cents at 1490 to 1506. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 12 to 16 lower at 729 to 746, and soybeans dropped 33 to 38 cents at 1509 to 1522. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 9 to 11 lower at 718 to 760. Soybeans dropped 28 to 33 cents at 1505 to 1524, and the wheat bids mostly 4 cents lower at 844 to 858. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 33 cents at 1535 to 1544, while basis ended mostly steady at 8 to 17 over January. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $8.40 a ton to range from $487.90 to $495.90. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 11 to 16 cents at 734 to 749, with basis steady to 5 cents lower at 5 under the December to 10 over December. Dried distiller grains today, $2 to $5 per ton lower at $2.60 to $2.85. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 14 to 16 cents lower at 723 to 726, with basis down 3 to 5 cents at 16 to 13 under December. Soybean bids were down 36 to 39 cents at 1522 to 1530, with basis 5 under to 3 over January. And wheat bids for July 13 delivery down 1 to 2 cents at 841 to 845, with basis steady to a penny better at 34 to 30 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 5 cents lower at 716 to 725. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 22 to 31 cents, with quotations at 1521 to 1542. Soft red winter wheat down 1 at 852 to 853, and Milo ended 21 cents lower at 689 to 690. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain from country elevators to producers in northern and western Illinois. The corn bids range from 722 up to 746. January soybean bids at 1488 to 1517. In central Illinois, January corn bids at 729 up to 759. Soybean bids at 1513 to 1535. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 727 up to 771. January soybean bids at 1515 to 1540. And wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 819 up to 845. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday, December hogs ended at 77.75, down 12. February hogs ended at 83.90, down a quarter. April hogs ended at 89.47, down 55. December cattle on Friday ended at 125.42, up a dime. February cattle ended at 129.17, down a nickel. April cattle ended at 133.37, down a nickel. November feeder cattle Friday ended at 144.90, up a quarter. January feeders 146.67, up 32. March feeders ended at 149.02, up 15. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ending 52 cents higher, with a base price range of 78 to 81.50 and a weighted average of 79.78. The Illinois Direct Barrel and Gilt Market was steady to weak today at $53 to $57. Receipts in Illinois, 13,383 head. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sows traded mostly steady. Sows under 400 pounds, 46 to 48. 4 to 500 pounds, 47 to 54. And over 500 pounds, 51 to 58. A few up to 59. Estimated receipts, 800 head. The USDA National Carlot Pork Report has trading slow with light to moderate demand and offerings. Calculations on a 200-pound pork carcass was 10 cents lower at 85.56. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Friday was 428,000. That's up 1,000 from a week ago and 4,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total, 2,139,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection, 125,000. That's 2,000 more than or less than a week ago. Excuse me, that's 2,000 more than a week ago and 3,000 more than a year ago. Week-to-date total, 608,000. The Iowa-Minnesota Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report has choice steers and heifers on a live basis at 124 to 126 and on a dress basis from 195 to 198. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were weak on light demand and light to moderate offerings. Charged carcasses were 76 cents lower at 192.74, while select was down 76 at 175.54. We had 129 fab loads today and 32 trim loads. Yesterday at the Walnut Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 225 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar higher. Holstein steers $2 to $3 higher. Choice slaughter steers $23.75 to $27.50. Choice Holsteins at $112 to $118. Choice slaughter heifers $124.50 to $127. Breaker slaughter cows $76 to $81.50. Boners $71.50 to $78. Lean slaughter cows $57 to $63. There's special feeder cattle sale at the Carthage Livestock Auction on Thursday. The receipts total 1,080 head. Feeder steers, medium large ones, 400 to 500 pounds, 161, with some fancy up to 173, 500 to 600 pounds, 142 to 164, the 600 to 700 pounds, 131.50 to 133, a package of 609 pound fancy steers at 152.70. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, 400 to 500 pounds, 139 to 150. Fancy up to 170.50. The 500 to 600 pounds, 136 to 149. 600 to 700 pounds, 133 to 142. This is Ken McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday: for butter, 188 3/4, down a quarter. For block cheese, 211, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 208, up 8. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, 21.20. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for November, $7.33. For January, $7.40. Corn delivered to Scottville for November, $7.33. For January, $7.32. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for November, $15.09. For January, $15.39. And wheat delivered to Scottville for November, $8.21. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.33. Corn at Scottville, $7.33. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $15.09. Wheat at Scottville, $8.21. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning. Color radar showing scattered showers around our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they are dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit their website, M&MService.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies today with a chance of a shower, high temperatures in the upper 40s and light east winds. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, the low in the mid-30s, and for tomorrow Tuesday partly cloudy, the high in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, clear and warmer, low temperatures in the low 40s, highs about 60. Right now light east winds, the barometric pressure steady, our temperature 39 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
This is Brad Gillespie, candidate for state representative. Education is the key to opportunity in today's challenging economy. As a school board member, the disparity in school funding between the Chicago suburbs and downstate is simply unacceptable. Our children deserve the same educational opportunities as suburban children. I want the education system to work for all of us, not just those fortunate enough to be born in certain zip codes. I'll fight for equal funding for our rural school districts so our children receive a first-class education.
Paid for by citizens for Brad Gillespie.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by Envirofoam of America. In our farm news today, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to members of an area FFA chapter at the recent convention in Indianapolis, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. More highlights from the National FFA Convention last month in Indianapolis. So many of our local FFA chapter members were there. We wanted you to hear from them. Let's take you back to the convention and hear from more members of the Carlinville FFA. Mackenzie Frankfurt is a member of the Carlinville FFA and a longtime member of the Macoupin County 4-H program.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I have been in 4-H ever since I was able to. I showed cattle for 5 years, and for the past 2 years I've been showing hogs.
So did you enjoy all your time in 4-H, and what was the best part about being a 4-H member?
Yeah, I enjoyed every bit of being a 4-H. It just got to the time where it was too busy, but my favorite part was probably all the, like, going to the states with their fairs and showing everything.
And you still have livestock?
Yeah, we still have livestock at our house, and we have cattle and a couple hogs.
Now, you're very active in the FFA, but right now you said that sports takes up most of your time.
Yeah, with going between practices and trying to do CDEs with FFA, it's kind of hard to balance everything and not have a game or something for FFA.
Do you think agriculture will be in your future?
Yeah, I'm hoping to go to college and go into either agriculture education or agronomy.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Mackenzie. Katie Sanson is also with us, and Katie is also in the livestock. Tell us a little bit about your project.
I have a bucket calf. His name is Oscar, and basically I just keep a record book on him about feeding him and how much he grows and just his daily life.
Why did you join the FFA?
I really just wanted to broaden my experiences in the agriculture world and learn what else was there besides what everyone tends to think of.
And that's what's exciting about where we're standing, the career fair. You're looking.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go into something agriculture-related for a job, so I'm kind of here to get an idea of what all is out there and what I really do want to do.
So for other chapter members who didn't get to come to convention, what's it like? Can you tell them?
There aren't very many words for it. I mean, it's just really great. It's just fun, and everyone's really nice. It's just an amazing experience.
Excellent. Thank you. Good luck to you. We also have with us Travis Walker, who is a senior. Travis, do you remember why you joined the FFA?
I always wanted to be in it since middle school. So
what's the last 4 years been like?
Oh, it's been pretty fun. Mr. Hyman's been there for us. Mr. Elvis's been there for us. And we went everywhere with them, and all football cookouts, pretty fun.
VOAG, being a part of the welding and the vocational agriculture sector, you guys have really learned a lot at school.
Yeah, it's we've been taught a lot, welding and ag mechanics, car mechanics, construction, all that.
And you are a great welder. Is that something that you're going to pursue in the future as far as a career?
Well, I've been looking into welding and diesel mechanics and then heavy equipment operation, so I'm not sure yet.
Again, what we talked about, being in the career show and seeing some of these colleges and tech centers, it may help you out.
Yeah, that should help me decide what I want to pursue as a career.
Thank you so much, Travis. Also, Jordan Probst is with us, and Jordan is also a senior. Why did you join the FFA?
Well, my uncle and everybody in my family is a farmer, and my uncle, I know he had a good time, and he pushed me and encouraged me to do it, and I knew a couple people that were in it, so yeah, I know I went for it, and I really like it.
You also have really learned a lot while at Carlinville High School. Your area of interest is diesel mechanics.
Correct. Well, I originally started out with Mr. Hammond. I took an intro to tech class, and he taught me basics of motors, welding, and woodwork too. And a lot of my teachers along the way, Mr. Petrie and Mr. Elvidge, have all helped me. Manufacturing, advanced welding, and mechanics. I've taken almost every shop class, and I'm just now getting into my senior year. So, and I've enjoyed it my whole time in there. So.
And you're also looking at several different colleges as potential.
Correct.
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking right now MIT and Rankin, also a school over in Ohio, University of Northwestern Ohio, also WyoTech, but it's kind of an expensive school, and that's the only thing that's bothering me right now. So.
Best of luck to you. That, again, is Jordan Probst with the Carlinville FFA here at the 85th National FFA Convention. I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. And it is 6:27 on this Monday morning. Right now, we'll join Tommy Justison with the Section 19 FFA report.
Hello, my name is Tommy Justison, and I am serving as a 2012-2013 Section 19 FFA reporter. And I am here to give an update on what our section's been doing in the month of September. First of all, we had our STAR Conference, STAR standing for Section, Teams, Activities, and Responsibilities Conference. It was held in Lakeland College in Mattoon and was presented by our Illinois State FFA officers. And it's a conference for the newly elected officer teams as a chance to learn some of the responsibilities of section officer and to set the goals for the upcoming year and prepare for the Section Leadership Training School, ours being later in the month of October, or this last month. And the section officers were encouraged to find the new ways to recruit students into the FFA and to encourage those who are already active to fill out like award applications to be rewarded for the good deeds of the chapter and be recognized at the state level. Also that night, we had the Reporters Workshop, and the District 4 Reporters Workshop was held again there at Lakeland College, and many reporters from our Section 19 were in attendance, and it was given by the state FFA reporter, Courtney Gerstnecker. The workshop emphasizes reporting all different types, like as far as what it takes to be taking good pictures, and to set up a newsletter like I have done and sent out, and different things such as that. So it was very informative, and it helped a lot to help our reporters learn their duties and how they should serve their capacity to the fullest. We also had, the next day, it seems like everything was in the first week or two of September, we had our Section Livestock Fair, and it was held in Brownstown this year, and we had quite a few different members show. We had areas in dairy cattle, horse, miscellaneous animals such as chickens and rabbits, etc. And we had beef and swine and goats and sheep. This fair is an opportunity for the members to show their animals that they've been keeping records on and hopefully win the title or a little bit money on the side. Members exhibited animals such as what I've exhibited, along with even turkeys and dogs, and some even brought their vegetables from the gardens to be judged. Another thing, the Saturday after that was Section Horse Judging, and it was on September 6th. 9 schools from Section 19 participated in the Section Horse Judging Career Development Event at King City Saddle Club in Mount Vernon. So it was a little bit of a drive for some of us. And this was in conjunction with Section 21. And the members of Section 19 that day judged horses based on the general appearance, such as the back length and the snout length. The top teams was Mulberry Grove with 536 points. And the top 10 individuals were from Mulberry Grove, Pena, Hillsboro, Nokomis, Mulberry Grove, Pena, Greenville, South Central, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. And some of our upcoming events, we had the Leadership Training School, which was coming up, which will be in my next broadcast. And I just wanted to take the opportunity before I leave today. I know I'm a little bit late on this month's edition, but Tuesday is the day that you go out and vote. And as a representative of Section 19 representing the schools of Morrisonville, Pena, Shelbyville, Nokomis, Cowden-Herrick, Hillsboro, Ramsey, St. Elmo, Vandalia, Mulberry Grove, Greenville, and South Central, I'd like to encourage you to go out and make your voice heard on Tuesday and go vote. Thank you very much. My name's Tommy Justin, and I appreciate your time.
6:31 on this Monday morning from WSMI FM 106. Right now, an update of the area livestock markets from last week. We join Jerry Milberg of the Department of Agriculture with a report from the Greenville livestock market.
Receipts for the auction did total 503 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter Holstein steers were $2 higher. Slaughter cows sold steady, and the bulls were $2 to $3 higher. Feeder cattle mostly $4 to $6 lower. Slaughter steers choice range from 120 up to 123.50. Select and choice steers at 116 to 120. Slaughter Holstein steers choice range from 112 up to 117. Select and choice Holstein steers at 105 to 111. Slaughter heifers choice range from 120 up to 121.50, with some select and choice heifers at 115.50 to 120. Slaughter cows premium type at $90. Boning type cows range from 76 up to 80, and lean cows 65 to $71. Slaughter bulls at 83 up to 91, and feeder cattle this week, some feeder steers, medium large twos in the five weight cattle, 131 to 140. Some feeder Holstein steers, six weights at 93 to 95. Seven weight Holstein steers at 80 to 86. And some feeder heifers, medium large ones, some five weight heifers at 120 to 124. That concludes our recap of the Greenville Livestock Auction. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now an update from the United Producers Market in Shelbyville.
And compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers sold $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers 50 cents lower. Slaughter cows and bulls sold steady, and feeder cattle unevenly steady. Receipts for the auction this week totaled 453 head. Slaughter steers choice range from 122 up to 128, select and choice at 116 up to 122. Slaughter Holstein steers choice range from 112 up to 118 and a quarter. Some select and choice Holsteins at 104 to 111. Slaughter heifers choice range from 122 up to 125 and some select and choice at 115 to 119. In the slaughter cows, premium type range from 90 up to 93 and a half. Breaking cows at 85.50 up to 86.50. Boning cows range from 77 to 82 and a half. And the lean cows at 66.50 to 74.50. Slaughter bulls at 80.50 up to 85.50. And in the feeder cattle market, feeder steers, medium large ones, a package weighing 684. Averaged at 140. Those were also value added. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, a package weighing 426, averaging 426, range from 131 to 140. 524 pounders range from 127.50 up to 130.50. And a package of five, averaging 527, they range from 130 up to 134. They were also value added. And another package averaging 580 pounds. They were also value added, ranging from 125.50 up to 130. That concludes our recap of the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville for Tuesday, October 30th. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now with a report on the regional hog markets, we join Dr. Ron Plain from the University of Missouri.
Well, it was something of a down week in the hog markets. We ended up with prices $1 to $2 lower than the week before. Hogs carcass basis in the high 70s, terminal market prices on a live weight basis in the mid 50s. Pork cutout value held steady this week. Loins were lower, but bellies were higher to offset that. Hog futures market looks like it's also going to end the week steady to a dollar or so lower than the week before. Hog slaughter is going to be really, looks like, coming close to a year-ago level. Hurricane Sandy disrupt movement a bit on the East Coast, which may have helped pull down numbers a tad bit. Live weights for bears and gilts in Iowa, southern Minnesota last week averaged 272.8 pounds. That's 1.1 pound higher than the week before, but 7/10 of a pound lower than the same week last year. The fifth consecutive week that weights have been below year-ago levels. That's a good indication that producers are current in their marketings and hopefully means that hog prices are steady, maybe a bit higher in the coming week.
Closing out part two of the Boarding Farm Show on this Monday, once again, the electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat, now trading at 868, up 3.5. March wheat trading at 882, up 3.5. December corn now trading at 740 and 3/4, up 1.25. March corn trading at 744, up 1.5. November soybeans trading at 1520.5, down 6.5. January beans trading at 1519, down 7.75. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by Envirofoam of America.